Following the devastation of World War II, many people were focusing on initiatives to build and maintain peace. And one particular idea caught the attention of a child psychologist, Dr. Doris Allen. It was a proposal for a peace education institute for postgraduate students from different disciplines. However, Dr. Allen believed that the ultimate source for peace, long range, lay with the children. So in 1946, the idea for Children's International Summer Villages was conceived. And it's a great pleasure today to welcome to Around Cincinnati Ann Steinert. She's co-planner for this year's CISV Leadership Development Camp in Cincinnati. And she's joined by two of the camp delegates. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And I'd like the two delegates to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Carlo from Bologna, Italy.
Hi, I'm Marta from Lisbon, Portugal.
Well, welcome both of you. Cincinnati's been at the forefront of this organization since its inception, really. Can you share some of that local connection and the local history?
Yeah, well, Doris Allen, our founder, was a psychology professor at the University of Cincinnati. Cincinnati was the host city for the very first village that we hosted in 1951, which was actually in Glendale. And so still today, our national office is in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati has a really active chapter. We generally host a program, some kind of camp, for kids of different ages pretty much every summer.
How many different countries are represented in the camp this year?
This year, we have 9 countries, each sending 4 delegates and an adult leader. But in CISV International, we are hosting over 200 programs around the globe this summer.
So in a little over 50 years, it's grown tremendously.
Yeah, we have chapters in over 60 countries around the globe.
How old are both of you? Carlo, let's start with you.
I'm 15 years old.
And Marta?
I'm also 15 years old.
Is there a minimum age for delegates?
Well, different programs are designed for delegates of different ages. So our cornerstone program is the Village Program, which is for 11-year-olds, and that's the program that Doris Allen initially began in 1951. But today, we have a range of programs. So the Leadership Development Camp that we're hosting this year, which is called Step Up, in Cincinnati, is hosting 15-year-olds.
Now, there is a theme for the camp each year. Can you tell us what this year's theme is and how that theme will be incorporated into the camp's activities? Share a little bit with us some of the things that the delegates will be doing while they're here.
So the theme is Take a Stand, and we will do some activities about the theme. So we will talk about it after the activities.
What does Take a Stand mean to you, Marta?
Take a Stand is maybe we know that there are things that aren't fair, so maybe we should do something against those things to make things fair.
The CISV International theme for 2013 is human rights. It's one of our 4 peace content areas. And so within that umbrella of human rights, our camp staff this year has chosen Take a Stand as our particular camp theme. So we're going to be investigating throughout all our activities and our excursions issues of human rights and those people who stand up for issues of human rights. For example, we'll be visiting the Freedom Center. We're doing an excursion collaboratively with the Coalition for the Homeless to talk about housing rights. We'll do a visit to Stepping Stones Camp also. So we're just going to explore various issues to do with human rights and who has them and who might be denied them and who's standing up for those rights.
As a result of all that, will the delegates also be empowered as to what steps they might be able to take, I mean, concrete steps when they go back?
We hope so. But part of the camp is that it's leadership development camp. So the youth are the actual leaders. So all the activity planning for the activities we do in camp is youth driven. So it's our hope that that will be important to them and they will decide we need to learn these steps and we need to be ready to take a stand when we go home. But as a staff or as a planner, all we can do is kind of nudge them in that direction and help them grow and develop as leaders for themselves.
Marta, why did you become involved in CISV?
Firstly, I went to CISV because some of my friends were going and also my father had a new village and he really liked it. So I decided I wanted to try and see how it was.
Is there anything that you're hoping to learn besides making new friends from all over the world?
Because there are lots of countries and people from different cultures, we learned that stereotypes aren't important and we shouldn't judge people and everything. So it's better because it's better to make friends and respect other people. And if everyone learns how to respect everyone, the world will be a better place.
Carlo, how about you? Why did you get involved and what do you hope to achieve and learn?
I had a friend who did a village, and so he told me about CISV. For him, it was really funny, and so I started to go with him to the CISV camp in the chapter of Bologna, and I liked it, and so I started to do the summer programs. I hope to keep in touch with friends that I'll have in this camp, so I will have friends in all the world. It's a great team.
Does the theme Take a Stand, is that meaningful for you?
You can choose what to do and be independent.
What are you looking forward to the most, Marta?
I want to meet the people and make new friends and also maybe learn about their cultures and everything.
Carlo?
Yeah, have a lot of friends, have good times with them.
And are there opportunities for families in Cincinnati area to find out more how their children can get involved?
Yeah, if you have a child who would be age 11 and up next summer, we're hosting 3 information nights in the fall for our programs for next summer. So if you are interested in having your child travel as a delegate from Cincinnati next summer, we have info sessions October 7th, November 4th, and December 2nd. Those are all 7 to 9 p.m. at Pleasant Ridge Presbyterian Church.
Well, Anne, it's been wonderful. I mean, I think the CISV I've known about since it's had such a long history in Cincinnati, and it's a tremendous program, and obviously it's having a big effect on children and who grow into adults. And
yeah, our board is stacked with people who did CISV when they were kids, and now they've grown up, and they're just as active and involved in making an opportunity that continues for other kids throughout generations. It's great.
Fantastic. I've been speaking with Anne Steinert and 2 delegates to this summer's CISV Leadership Camp here in Cincinnati. Carlo, who's from Bologna, Italy, and also Marta, who's from Portugal. Thank you. For more information about the Children's International Summer Village, the Cincinnati Chapter's activities, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.